Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their name. flames of love. Assalamu alaikum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Now we're going to forego all the rest of the formalities because we know we may have some problems with the show, because this is the way it goes on Blog Talk Radio. We do a show, we get banned. We do a show, we get put on probation. We do a show, we can't log in. We do a show, then it's a day, a week, 2 weeks before we're on the air. So we're going to go into the show. Today's show is titled The Sword Within and The Sword Without, Part 2. Let Chaos Reign Supreme. Now, for those of you who are listening and you hear my voice a little raspy, as I've told you, I don't know what's going on. I think it's just this weather or whatever. But my voice has been like this for roughly a month or so. And seems like every time it comes back, I'm busy doing certain things and my voice leaves me. So I just want you to bear with all of this. I'm struggling. But, hey, we're all in the struggle. All right? Now, there's so many things that I want to touch on this morning. But since I was viewing and skimming the headlines last night and early this morning before the show come on, I want to just address something to you all. You know, if you don't realize that America's time is up, if you don't realize that America is in total chaos right now and that the Republic is falling and that we're at the last stages of imperial collapse, if you don't realize that it is a divine hand behind all of this with the uprisings, not riots, the uprisings here in America and around the globe, which was sparked by the audacious and imperial murder of another black person here in America. If you don't realize that this is the end of America, you are absolutely blind. Even white people are starting to recognize that this is the end of America. And this is why you see so many of them lashing out against black people. This is why you're seeing so many of them demanding that Black Lives Matter or black protests be put down. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. This is fear on a scale unlike anything that you've ever seen before. I'm going to say that again. This is fear on a scale unlike anything you've seen before. I was reading an article, and I'm going to just touch upon the headline of it. And for those of you who trust in all of these websites and all of these alternative websites like Sputnik News, and they have a lot of good news, if you look close to some of their articles on Russia Today, they have excellent news. But if you look at some of their articles, it is so skewed towards racial acceptance of what white people do. I mean, even though they have good articles, look at some of the articles and read these headlines and read some of the stuff that is going on. White people they see the end of their world. So I'm going to read this title of this article that's out today. This is on Sputnik, but it may also be on RT Today. And this headline is talking about Trump right now. And it says, Trump authorizes arrest and criminal prosecution of monument vandals. Now, what does that mean for black people here in America? And what does that mean for the position that America is now placing herself in? Because I want you to understand, a lot of the vandalism and the what they call riots but are actually protests are done by white people. A lot of that. And if you look at a lot of the pictures, you'll see black people protesting. Then you'll see people wrapped in sheets and wrapped in all kinds of breaking windows and setting stuff on fire. Then after that, you'll see black people saying, oh, hey, this window is open or this door open. I'm going to go take me something. You know, in their anger. This is how the white man uses you. I'm telling you, this man is a trip. He is an excellent psyops master. Do you see what's going on here? I'm going to address this about Trump talking about prosecuting the protesters. Right? Remember what Elijah Muhammad told you about the retractable laws of America? Whenever the laws benefit those who are deemed Americans, the laws are just. But whenever they seem to benefit the ex-slaves or those who are not deemed as citizens of America in the eyes of the laws of America, then they roll up those laws and change those laws in order to prosecute you and persecute you. You're getting a first-hand view of this, what Muhammad said. Now, again, let me repeat that, okay? I have to repeat this article. Trump authorizes arrest, criminal prosecution of monument vandals. That's not all he's doing, all right? He's authorizing prison sentences from 10 years to life for those who burn the American flag, okay? What about freedom? Isn't that one of his mantras? America's the greatest democracy in the world. Isn't that all of the president's a mantra that they speak to the people about freedom and how they put down nations like China and North Korea and Iran for their not allowing protests, for their not allowing freedom, quote unquote. See, the world is looking at America and they're making mock of her because now they see the double standards, the hypocrisy of the empire. You see? So, this right here, the reason they're doing this is to get at you. The empire is hurt. I want you to understand that. The empire is hurting. And you, the ex-slave, are their whipping bag. They're losing out economically around the globe and within their own borders. They're losing out politically. They're confused and divided against each other. They have lost the manufacturing capacity to compete with the rising superpower China. Right? They're losing their technological edge, and in some instances have lost their technological edge to Russia and China. So this means that they're losing and have lost in many ways their military edge, which is the enforcer of the empire. Whenever someone bucks up against the economic norms of America or her dollar supremacy, she is so used to being able to send out the coups, the goon squad, the military, to enforce imperial acquiescence. You gotta acquiesce to the empire. You gotta submit to the empire, right? All of these things are blowing back, and within her own borders, she understands that the time is against her. And the Lord of the world is present. And he's causing a great commotion within her own borders. Let me go to something real quick. Where's my Fall of America? Oh, here it is. Now, let's go to page 105. Come with me now. Fall of America. It is page 105. Okay. Confusion. Confusion of people. Right? Let's go to this, because I want you to understand the protests and all of their glory, and understand why America is targeting the protesters, all right? Because it's you ex-slaves who are reaching out for something. You are those dry bones, see? You're standing up, and the world is watching. You're in D.C. You're all over the nation. You're reaching out for something, and you're standing up. And you're talking about Black Lives Matter. Don't kill me. Being black is not a crime. This and this and this. That's the prophecy of the Bibles. The dry bones, they stood up, but still no life was in them. You understand? Even though you're standing up, there's something missing that would give you life, that would give you the unity and the power to go for self and do for self. There's something missing, okay? But let's go to 105. In this chapter called Confusion, Confusion of People, this is no coincidence that the chapter is titled Confusion, Confusion of People. And it talks about the ex-slave, and it talks about the master, and it talks about how the ex-slaves are vexing the master, and how God is using the vexation of the ex-slaves on the master to cause a complete separation of the two. You understand? The sword within and the sword without, part two. Let chaos reign supreme. We got a lot to cover today, so I want you all to listen closely. In this book, in this chapter, it reads as such. Now the rise of America's once slave into the knowledge of self, in the spirit of Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Son of Man, the author of the resurrection of us, the mentally dead, is causing untold confusion among the heads of state. Stop right there. So now he's giving you an understanding of who is in control, who is at the root cause of the confusion of the heads of state. Right? And he says, the scripture is being fulfilled wherein it prophesies, or prophecies, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. It prophesies that in these days, and then in parentheticals he writes, meaning the end of the wicked world of Satan. Stop right there. So he gives us an understanding of something, this confusion. And what is going on between the confusion of the heads of state and the rising up of the ex-slave within the borders of America and the black people around the globe is a forewarning or a sign of the end of the rule of the wicked world of Satan or white people. So you got to get this in your head as you look at these events that are taking place. He says, the scripture is being fulfilled, so we're living in prophecy real time, he says, meaning the end of the end of the wicked world of Satan. Rulers are against rulers, kings against kings. In the days of the prophets, there were no heads of governments who were given the name president. Rulers were referred to as rulers and kings as kings of people. The prediction, he talks about something called a prediction, right? The prediction of the prophets. What is the prediction of the prophets? It is their prophecy of something to come. He says, who wrote our futures before we lived is now coming to pass. What is that, Elijah Muhammad? The slaves, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. Today, as these prophecies are being fulfilled, so they weren't being fulfilled yesterday on this matter. They're being fulfilled today. How do we know? Because you can look on your TV screen, you can turn on your radio, you can get on your internet, or you can look out your window or your door. So we know he is referring to right here, right now, today. Okay? He said, today, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth God gave to us through the mouths of his prophets coming to pass as it was prophesied. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master. Stop right there. Must means you are obligated to. There is no recourse outside of that. So the people are protesting. These are the dry bones. They have no life in them, so they're talking about equality in America. They're talking about change the political system. We want to be a part of America, but we need to change this and change that. No, 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 no. See, they're standing up, but without the right spiritual guidance. Still no life is in them, so they must be beaten some more. So then you see, you look in the news, and you see over 100 people shot across the weekend. Right? 14 people killed, over 60-some severely injured. You are safer walking the streets of Baghdad than across America. Right? Now, I'm going to address what I just said about this stuff being shot in Chicago and these other areas in just a second, because the messenger said when we're teaching, we clean up as we go, because we don't want to leave behind any trash or any misunderstanding of the situations at hand. So I will address the shootings in just a minute, but I have to make this point by reading out of this chapter, okay? So bear with me, bear with me. And then we're going to transition to maybe some clips because I want you to see the entire picture. I don't want to confine you because most people, when they talk to you or teach you, they confine you to a narrow viewpoint. They talk to you about their city or their community or their state, and they're not endowed enough with wisdom to connect the community, the city, the state, the nation with a global scheme of things that is taking place. So we're going to get all that together, okay? Y'all bear with your brothers. And for those of you who are just tuning in to me and tuning in to the Star and Crescent Report, I love you. But I want you to understand my voice. I don't know what's going on with my voice for the last month or whatever, but I'm here. So I hope that you stay here. And if you get disconnected, you call back in. If you get unlogged or knocked offline, you log back in, okay? The soil within and the soil without, let chaos reign supreme. So Muhammad says, the master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. It is the purpose of God himself to separate the two, so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance for survival, as the slave master has been exercising power over the slave. Stop right there. Because a paragraph right there is a loaded paragraph. Though it is short, it's two sentences. But it is a loaded paragraph with so many bombs detonating. Okay? So we're going to backtrack a little bit. And I want to put some in the dictionary engine real quick. Okay? So I want you all to pay close attention to this word right here. He says, the master must give up his slave and the slave must give up his master. So we talked about the word must, but we're going to address must in just a second. But he said, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. So it does not matter with them protesting, talking about they want an equal playing field in politics. They want an equal playing field in this corrupt economic architecture of the white man, or this cultural system of this white man. All of that is for naught. You are screaming and protesting for something that will not happen. Okay? And if it did happen, it would seal your doom. Because God had promised through the mouths of the prophets that he was going to kill these people. And if you integrate into their system and assimilate with their thoughts and their corruptive activities, then you will be dooming you and your own family's lives. Okay? We can't get around this. I'm telling you. Some of you don't want to hear this, but I have to put this out here point blank and period. I have to do a clear analysis of this so that you can understand the position that you are putting yourself in. That's why there's still dry bones out there. They're standing up. They look, we're smiling because they're protesting and they're asking for something other than a job. But the questions that they are asking and the statements that they are making come short of the full unification of black people here in America and their liberation. We will stop at nothing short of complete separation and liberation from this beast here. Okay? So Muhammad says, it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two. Stop right there. The word purpose, and it means this, it is a noun. Purpose means the reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists. A person's sense of resolve or determination. A particular requirement or consideration, typically one that is temporary or restricted in scope or extent. So, we get a clear understanding that God's purpose which something exists. Right? And I want to use this one right here. A person's sense of resolve or determination. So God, it is the resolve or determination of God himself to separate the two so that he can give the slave justice. Well, how does the slave get justice? He must be separated so God can get a clear shot at the people who have exploited, abused, misused, and killed his slaves. Right? God must kill the slave master. He must give the slave master what the slave master gave to other people. Right? What the book say? See, y'all don't want to apply this because you're in love with your white master. You believe that the white man is exempt from all of the laws of nature and physics. You want him exempt from the laws of retribution. There's a law, an underlying law, in the creation of the universe, right? That any force or reaction that is meted out is to receive an equal or greater force, right? So if you have meted out hell, death, destruction, and thievery, you've got to get an equal or greater dose of that back. They are not no exceptions to the laws that is the base of the whole universe. It's called karma. It's called justice. It's called the judgment. Okay? They're not exempt from this, and don't you think that they are, because you act like they are. But let's go further. It is the purpose, the intent, or the resolve of God, right, himself, to separate the two so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance of survival. So if they're together, the slave will receive no justice, right? And he will not have an equal chance of survival as the one who is holding him captive. That is the same as if you go to any county jail. I'm telling you something. Look at these things. You go to any county jail, any state institution, any federal institution. Those who are holding the inmates, right, call the shots. Right? Am I not telling you the truth? And those who are being held do not enjoy the same rights and privileges of those who are holding them. Is that not correct? So, to remedy this matter, he says, it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance of survival as the slave master has been exercising power over the slaves. Nobody told you this. You heard it on this show, and then people ran with it. Even though some people knew this, they had never taught this. When we were telling you about how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the jails would start coming open. And you started seeing them a few weeks, a few months, a year, 2 years ago, right? But you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. This is just the beginning. See, the wrath of God is going to break the will of Satan. I want you to get a clear and thorough understanding of the time that we are living in. Because a lot of you, and I'm talking about Muslims now, act brain dead like you cannot comprehend what is actually taking place. Don't be mad at your brother. You know, sometimes when I was living with my mom and I was younger, right? I thought I knew stuff, and sometimes it took my mama to give me a two-piece to the kidneys or a slap across the head, you know, to put me on the right path, you know, and only after you get that smack on your head sometimes, you might be mad at your mama for a minute, but then you sit back and you think about it, you say, you know what, I deserve it. All she was trying to, if I would have did this, what I wanted, I would have been in trouble. She had a foresight that I did not have, okay? So your brother is slapping you across your head or delivering a triple combination or a jab or a two-piece to your kidneys. You're going to feel the pain and the sting for a minute, and you might even hate me for a while. But when this thing goes down like it's going to go down, you're going to remember me and you're going to say, you know what, that brother, he told the truth. He represented Elijah Muhammad's teachings 100% right and exact. And I can deal with that. I can deal with you hating me for a minute. I can deal with you rejecting me for a minute. But what I can't deal with is me not saying anything as you're falling into the divine snares that have been laid for this wicked empire, America. So let's go further. Muhammad says, America is being torn to pieces politically, as Pharaoh's political party was in the days when Jehovah went after the freedom of Israel. So the confusion that you see going on in the political system, that is by divine design. Don't you worry about this. I see some of the Muslims, this is why I address the Muslims. We can't let Trump get another year. Why? Why we can't let him get another year? Huh? I'm asking you the question, why? You say that as if you have fallen head over heels in love with your oppressors and their system. When God has declared that he's going to destroy this nation, you talking about, we can't. We. Now you're French. You better wake up. Oh, we need pardoning. And he's just as bad as the other one. They're two different sides of the same coin. And no matter which one is in power, they are all guaranteed to push to try to maintain white supremacy. And this is a no-go. You understand? Oh, Trump, listen, look at this fool, Trump. We've got to get out and vote. Vote for what? Vote for who? My advice is for you to vote for Elijah Muhammad and his God. That's my advice for you. You can't lose with that vote. So the turmoil you see within the Congress and within the president's administration and within the court system, that is all by divine design, because America has been snared with her own arrogance and hubris. And now we're seeing political turmoil from state to state and city to city, municipality to municipality, and county and county. This is part of the confusion of the people. Muhammad didn't just say confusion of the people. He told you that the confusion was going to be double stuffed like an Oreo cookie. He said confusion, confusion of people. You understand? He says this. America is being torn to pieces politically, as Pharaoh's political party was in the days when Jehovah went after the freedom of Israel. So all you have to do is do an analysis of the past happening, what took place in Egypt and in Babylon, and you'll get a clear understanding of what is now taking place here, right now. You can't skip none of this because you don't like it. You can't put your fingers in your ears, hands over your eyes, or get in the closet to escape this. These things must take place. Even if they touch you, they got to take place. As Muhammad says, when he was referring to God coming after this white man, even if he got to get us, it's okay, so long as we know he got you. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's an attempt to write this man out of history. I was looking at something on, and I'm gonna come back to this, and I won't allow this. I will not allow this. I was looking at RT, and then I was looking at some of the boxing channels, and how they're talking about the uprisings and the political turmoil and stuff that's going on. And they would always refer to Malcolm. They would, as though Malcolm had wisdom on his own. Malcolm was a fool before he met Elijah Muhammad. He was a hustler. I want you to understand this, because they want to give the credit to people whom the credit is not due to. We got to get this right, brothers and sisters. Because, see, Saladin, he used to always tell me this. He said, brother, listen. Always be on point. Always give credit to whom credit is due. I don't care if they were your enemy and said something, or if they were somebody you fell out with and said something. If they said something that made sense and that was right, you give them the credit that's due to them. Right? And I live by that principle. Well, let's look at the history of Malcolm. When he was Malcolm, before he became Malcolm X, he was a hustler, a pimp, homosexual, all of these things. It was Elijah Muhammad who endowed him with divine wisdom that raised him up, that you now look at and say, Malcolm this and Malcolm that. Look at Minister Farrakhan. Some of you want the minister this and the minister that. You got to stop that. He didn't get nothing from his own. He was a calypso singer. Having origins with different, and I'm telling you the truth, he was having origins with different singers and actors and actresses and stuff. It was the wisdom of Elijah Muhammad that civilized him. We got to give credit where credit is due. And let me tell you this, since they're trying to write him out of history, especially not giving him his due with all of this stuff that is going on. And he and all you got to do is open up a book. And everything that he said is actually happening right in front of you. So I'm going to remind you that if you look in the histories of black people here in America, and you look at their sacrifices, no one made the greater sacrifice than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It was the sacrifice of Elijah Muhammad that made Islam respected and accepted in the Western Hemisphere. You got to get this right now. And I dare anybody to challenge me on these points, because I can prove what I'm saying, and I'm proving it as we do this show. But because you are writing him out of history, and because you black people don't want to talk about that, because remember, Elijah Muhammad did more for black people. This is what white people say. You can go Google this stuff. He did more for black people here in America than any black man has ever done. And you're not going to write him out of history. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. We're not going to allow that. We're going to give people their credit. And this is why you are still dry bones. This is why the dry bones might be standing up, but no life is in them, because you're rejecting the spirit of truth. And we know that it is the spirit within one's body that gives life. You understand? Oh, brothers and sisters, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go a little further. Brother Rashid, I'll get you in a second. So, I'm going to put Fall of America down for a minute. And I'm addressing these things because it's so many things that we have to do. It was something that I wanted to address on the matter, and I said I was going to come back to it. And it was on the matter. I forget what the matter was, because I'm reading something, and I believe it was on this issue of the rise. But I believe I addressed some of this stuff in what I just said. But anyway, anyhow. Let me get to Rashid, because, man, I'm telling you, I'm hot right now. I am boiling right now, because I see the effort has been made double time to just ignore this man and his sacrifice. Now, how would you feel if your family member or someone you love did more for your neighborhood, and then when he's not around, you just relegate him to the trash heap? You would be very mad, right? Oh, they stole. That was my uncle's invention. Oh, my uncle did. My uncle did that. And they don't give him credit. I'm telling you, this is how we feel. But let's go to the phone lines real quick. The soil within and the soil without. I'm going to try to get to this stuff about China, too. But let me go here and bring our good brother in. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, brother, we hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, brother.
But brother, calm down, brother. They can relegate Elijah Muhammad to the death bin of history, but what his word is saying is going to come true.
And you got that
every,
right.
Like the man said, every knee shall bow. What the man say, I don't care where you go on the planet, you're going to bow down. I don't care where you're going, you're going to bow down. Now, I was talking about, thinking about what you were saying about the white man and his laws, you know, him and his laws where you can have a gun, right?
Yeah.
And it was as long as black people didn't have guns and stuff, it was all right. And
yeah.
Then in the 60s, the Black Panthers went to Sacramento against Ronnie Reagan and had a bunch of M16. M1 rifles with a hood of oil, and then all of a sudden, we got to do something about this law.
Yep.
But as long as they had all of the guns, it was all right. But when a black man had a law, brought a bunch of guns, then we got to change this law. You see?
Always, brother. Whenever it benefits the black man, this white man gonna wind up his law. He's gonna change it so it can be a hindrance to black people and it can be a benefit to him.
Right about that, brother. You know, but brother, if anybody had a little bit of wisdom, you got to be happy about this day, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Elijah Muhammad taught us is coming true. Elijah Muhammad's teaching, really, if you want to get down to it, is basically talking about the 60 to not exceed 70 years of extinction. You know, back in the 60s and 50s and 40s, none of this stuff was taking place, and so the black man could ignore it and ignore it now. Right? From Donald Trump and his boys to all of the wars going around, now they're talking about defunding the police. The white man will never go for that. Get rid of the police. He can't get rid of the police. He's got to have a way to kill you. If he got rid of the police, then he couldn't put himself over you. So everything is going on. You should be very happy. Our problem is we didn't accept Elijah Muhammad. If
mm-hmm.
you accepted Elijah Muhammad, you would know what to do in this day and time. You wouldn't be, like I said before, I think on the last show, I was talking about a brother that was talking, he was watching Steve Harvey, and they were saying that we want to stop the killing, but we just don't know what to do. That's the problem. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, after me comes, I'm the last one to come and give you the teachings of God. No one going to come and tell you what to do in this day and time. No one. No one is going to come and say anything to a so-called American Negro.
Thank you.
So this is what's taking place, brother. Our people are lost in the time of life. You should be rejoicing in this day and time. And you have no wisdom to understand what to do. The white man's nature is to kill black. He's been killing black people since 1555. The white man said when he killed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 100. That's what he always does. He killed just
right.
He killed our people for centuries. And it ain't nothing to change. Like the man said, you ain't no. He is no more likely to quit his father's teaching of 400 or 500 years ago than he is to do it today. I've been killing niggas for centuries. Why stop? And then you're going to put up this, I'm going to educate the white man. The white man know what he's doing. Hell, I'm the one to catch you.
That's right.
He knows exactly what he's doing. So don't go hollering and hooping and running around hollering about the white man should do this and the white man should. The white man, and now they're talking about putting a Negro woman as vice president. What a colossal. I mean, for those of us that understand it, they're seizing you. They don't care nothing about no black man 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years ago. His nature is to kill black. He's been doing it all along.
Mm-hmm.
So why now? What is so important now that we gotta change our evil ways? Pulling down Andrew Jackson's statue, Donald Trump look. Andrew Jackson had many niggas he didn't put to death, right? And now and all of a sudden the Negro got bold enough to want to pull down Andrew Jackson's statue. They being deceived.
Yeah.
And you can't even see it, brother.
Yep.
Like you said, man, you must separate our faith the same fire that he's planned on doing. What the man you said, he's going to burn the atmosphere. Now, how in the hell can you live if the man you said it will start up the fire will start up at the beginning of the atmosphere and come down. And when it gets finished, the whole atmosphere of North America will be ablaze.
Yep.
That's what you got to avoid if you do not submit. This is what this whole thing is to make the black man to submit and to take his place. What the man
yep.
said is on top. Why is the black man of America being? Because you went through the 400 years in order about to bring about a God who can control, who will be able eventually to control the whole, turn create another universe.
Yeah,
that's the reason why we got chosen people. Because without us, Master Farad Muhammad couldn't have been born. And through the, what the man you said, when the other people around the planet realized this great work that we undertook, it is a great work to be suffering for all those many years to bring about a God this more, this powerful. When they understand what we went through, then the man you say they will bring us gifts. Because this is a mighty work that the black man of America did.
Yes.
He went through the worst treatment that anybody has ever suffered on the annals of history.
Yeah.
In order to bring about a whole, what the man you say is going to be a complete change.
A universal change.
Change of the universe. That's right. A universal change is coming, bro. And
it's underway.
That's right. This is the reason why all of this, you know, when the message was, 40 years ago, and the message was saying these things are going to take place, and people were laughing up under their breath and giggling and snickering. Well, they look like fools now.
Yeah.
Because you see it. Time brings about all things. And
yeah,
this
right.
time, this time, is bringing about a complete change. The whole entire world is being overthrown. And it, plus, with the, they put this nut Donald Trump in, Allah is the one that gave us Donald Trump. And we should be thankful that for we had Donald Trump in there. Donald Trump is going to make it possible for us to finally get free.
Yeah.
After 465 yeah. years in hell, it's time to leave. The so-called American Negro don't want to be, but he don't have no wealth because God is going to force it. Like my mentor used to always say, you can do what you want to do, but if your doing is not what Master Farad Muhammad's doing, then you and somebody in trouble.
Wa alaykum salam. Good teaching, good teaching. So, now, as Brother Rashid was talking, it reminded me of what I told you I was going to come back to. I told you, never miss a step when you got God in your corner. So, as we were talking about the uprising and the so-called riots across America, and we were talking about the over 100 and some people shot recently this past week, and over 60 people are seriously wounded and 14 people killed. I want you to understand something. A lot of this stuff is psyops. You don't understand this. This white man is so clever. He fooled practically the entire planet. That's how wise he is in technology, right? You telling me this white man ain't wise? You'll be growing up with somebody. They'll be living next to you all your life, right? You'll stay the night at their house. They'll stay the night at your house. Your mom cook for him or her, and vice versa. You go out on trips together, vacation together. The white man looks for some against that person, put on TV. Now, mind you, you're innocent until you're proven guilty, and he'll blast across you. Oh, this guy is wanted in connection with child trafficking or child molestation or rape. And you're immediately, I never knew that brother was like that. Or you're, huh, I thought something was wrong with that person. This is how he'll do you. He's so wise with his and crafty with his technology that he will turn you against family members. Right? And then you, being a fool, go give your family member up to the prison house. Right? Oh, they come to, well, I just want him to turn himself in so he don't get killed. Ask Donald Trump to turn his children in after all the crimes they committed. No, they get the White House. But listen, this is a part of the PSYOP, as Rashid was talking about, some of these statues coming down. If you look at some of the places, these are white people instigating this. And if you look at the shootings, remember, if you've been listening to this show for long, years ago we did a show and we was talking about how Chicago police and other police have secret units, secret departments in their police forces where they go out and instigate and they kidnap people. They kill people. And when they want to set off gang wars, they'll go kill this person over here. And then they'll leak something in the news or on the radio or on anywhere. And then the news will get out to the Warren faction, and then now you got a war. Now they're killing 2-3 birds with one stone. they're killing the rival gangs, the other gangs, and the survivors go to prison for murder. And they threw the stone from behind the wall, and you're paying for it. This is what they're doing. And some of you can't even see this, and it's happening right in front of you. You so-called wise ones. You can't even see this. But America is doing this for a reason, because you are vexing her. She don't want to let you go. See, as we talk about this stuff, the sword within and the sword without, and I told you we're going to talk about some economics too, if we get a chance to. But you are vexing her. And remember, if you go into the history of Pharaoh, ancient Egypt, Moses, and those sacred vessels that were held captive in Egypt, right? Even though God punished Pharaoh and chastised Pharaoh, and every time Moses came to Pharaoh, he told, the Lord says this and this. Pharaoh said, oh, no, but I do this here. Go back and say this, and go back and do this. See, he wouldn't let the slaves go free willingly. So he had to be broken down by degrees for which he could not proceed. So one plague after the other plague, and after the other plague, and finally Moses said, look, God, you sending me back down here. This man ain't going to listen to me. I've been telling him everything you say, and you've been having mercy on this man. And he look at me as a mockery. I'm paraphrasing. God say, don't worry about that, Moses. Go down there and tell him this right here. And when I send this plague on him, he's going to let you free. He's going to let you go. When I send this plague, see, it was a multitude of plagues. And remember I told you that it was going to be multitudes of events, a cascading effect of events that was going to ravage America. I've been telling you that for years. Right? Show been on the air 11 years. I've been telling you for 11 years what's going on within America's borders. What's going on outside of America's borders pertaining to America and her hegemony and her position and her influence and her power projection. What's going on? All of it is being rebuffed. It's all receding, and it's all being rejected universally around the globe. Is that not right? Huh? Cascading events, multitudes of events, not one black swan, not two, not a dozen, multiple black swans to bring this beast to the knee. This is in the history of Moses, Pharaoh in ancient Egypt, and the children of God. That's us. That is a reflection of what we are to expect today. You're so wise until you're a fool. You can't even see it because you want to be a learned person of this world. With your PhDs and all of these, and your doctorates and all of this stuff. And you're a fool on top of all of that because you cannot process what lies right before you. So, you're being pressured here. You're pressuring and you're vexing your slave master. And this is all happening while his economy is in the dumps. This man is spending money that he don't have. It was bad when he was borrowing money. But now the nations no longer want to lend him money. So now, as I told you before, he has the mindset of the crack dealer. The crack dealer looked fabulous, right? When he was able to spread his poison around everybody and make a profit for it. But when people went to rehab and they started looking at what was the cause of their problems, and the crack dealer no longer had his clients, and he started nipping at it and taking a little bit of his own, a little hit of his own stuff, his wardrobe started declining. His influence started declining. The aura of how well-dressed and how powerful and how rich he was started to diminish. And the more he took a toke, the more he became an international joke. And this is what you're seeing. Now they're buying up all of their own debt. This is insane. I want you to, I'm going to put this in layman's terms for you all so you can understand exactly what this man is doing. Because he no longer has financiers. So the Fed is buying up everything, right? That is akin to you getting your light bill, cable bill, water bill, cell phone bill, house bill for your phone, and your car note, your insurance for your house, your insurance for your car, and multiple other bills for you and everybody that's in your house. Say, for instance, you're a 12-family household with grown kids and grown children, and they have their children. You got a big house, and you have multitude of bills, right? And you're getting these bills. And what you're doing is collecting the bills, right? And you're drawing up your own money, and you're putting your money, the drawing up money that you colored with crayons in the envelopes to send to the bill collectors. So the bill collectors are going to say, is this a joke? And then they're going to try to tell you, look, we don't accept this counterfeit. We don't want this. And you can continue to do that if you want to. And before you know it, the lights go out. The water goes out. A foreclosure goes on your house. All of this is what's happening in real time with America. You just don't put it like that. That's insanity. I know everybody who's listening, mostly everybody should know somebody who once sold drugs and was a big ball or whatever, or a decent seller of drugs in the streets. And then you look back at them over time, you say, God, I remember when they were a big shot. And they're no longer that big shot. This is what's happening to America. She started smoking her own drugs. The dollar gave her a high unlike anything she's ever seen, the world has ever seen, right? Like Rick James used to say on the Chappelle Show, cocaine is a hell of a drug, right? This cocaine, this green cocaine, was a hell of an addictive drug for America and the American Empire. And they thought that they could just export inflation to everybody. They thought that they could do this. If they built up the military, we can force people to take our dollars. We can put our military on all of the strategic waterways. We can go into all of the lands where the precious resources are, and then we can demand that they accept everything in dollars. Then we can sanction the world, and we can live forever. Ain't that the thought of Satan? Ain't that the thought of all them leaders who said, if we can get rid of Elijah Muhammad, we can go and build for ourselves a glorious future. All right? He gives us a bad name. I tell you what. I'm talking about all of these people, these French leaders, these European leaders, they were focused on Elijah Muhammad, and they said if they could get rid of him, the white man could live forever. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, I'm not making this stuff up. You can go Google this stuff and find out whether I'm telling you the truth or not. Charles de Gaulle, I think, was the main one in the clique, the former French president. Those were his words, no doubt. If we could get rid of Elijah Muhammad, we can go and build for ourselves a glorious future. Brother, I tell you, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, as the American economy implodes, the truth comes out. Now, I did to show you how lazy some of you are while I was talking to you all. Now, while I was talking, I can chew bubble gum and scratch my arm at the same time. While I was talking to you all, right, I put in these words right here. China predicted to overtake U.S., right? This is what I put in. And the reason I did that is because I want you to understand something. I got some clips on the show, and maybe we'll do a part 2, 3 of this Thursday. We don't get a chance to play all the clips because, as I said, we have to lay the base as we're talking to you all. And as I put in the words, China predicted to overtake the U.S., this is what came in. And this is very important, okay? The first result, it says, showing results for China predicted to overtake the U.S. And then it says, if you want to, you can search instead for China predicted to overtake U.S., but that's what I put in there. The first result came in from Business Insider. And there's a sentence there, and maybe we'll go look at what the sentence says. But there's a sentence up there, and hidden here it says this. Not only is China likely to overtake the U.S. in 2020, so listen to this article, the first part of it. Not only is China likely to overtake the U.S. in 2020, but by 2030 it will be joined by India, standard See, I was doing some research the other day, and I looked at the AI, you know, artificial intelligence. I looked at the supercomputers that are being built. I looked at the measurement for purchasing power parity. I looked at the GDP growth and GDP decline, the currencies exchanges. I looked at the gold accumulation and the silver accumulation. I looked at the manufacturing capacity and the trade output, the loaning versus borrowing, right? I looked at all of those barometers. And when I saw it, I was like, man, how can anybody deny Elijah Muhammad? Because in every one of those barometers, China has overtaken America in every one of them. Listen to me. The reason I looked up these barometers of power is because these were the barometers of power that America used to judge her greatness, her superiority, her exceptionalism, right? And her being the global superpower. And in every instance, China overtook America. Every instance. As a matter of fact, I downloaded some videos in no particular order, about China and her GDP surpassing the United States. I did that for a reason, because these videos were from 5, 6, 7 years ago, and these videos had already stated that China had already passed the United States economically. So if the United States was surpassed by China economically 5 years ago, why do we still get the narrative that the Chinese are the second largest economy and America is the first largest? Peter Schiff said something that will give you an understanding of that. He said it's all about perception. As long as the world perceives America as the number one economy and America as the number one superpower, this will give backing to a dollar that has no backing. But once the world figures out that it's all a charade, it will be a stampede out of the dollar. And the life that you knew in America, you would know no more. Right? So, with that being said, let's go to something real quick. Y'all pay close attention. See, because I want to transition to this stuff here. I want you to understand the situation at hand. Let's go. Where's my dashboard? Okay. We're going to go to something. This is, I want you to listen. This is one of the clips. This is the U.S. projected to fall as world economic leader. I want you to pay close attention to this, okay? I'm going to try to get in a few of these, but I want you to pay a close attention to this because we're going to come back to this. And this is one of the reasons why America is lashing out at you. She's losing her grip. She's losing her power. She's losing her influence. And she's turning to her whipping bag, you, because she has to lash out. Okay, she's like a spoiled brat. When the spoiled brat can't get what they've always gotten, they have a temper tantrum. And this is what she's doing around the globe. She's lashing out, sending troops to warships to the South China Sea, right? Building up her military illegally in Syria. And y'all do not forget Libya, because I got to bring this back to the forefront before I play this. Remember, you never heard this before until you heard it on this show, when we told you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Libya would play a part in the fall of America. And now, you see Turkey and Egypt vying for position and power in Libya. America needs Egypt or Israel falls. America needs Turkey or she loses the Black Sea and Russia becomes a superpower again. So she's trapped in between two rocks. Do you understand? own making. See, you can't. Elijah Muhammad's words are so fulfilling. Go do the research. There's a power play going on in Libya right now because Libya sits on the border with Egypt. And Egypt said they will not allow Turkey to take that area and turn it into its bastion of power. Right? And Egypt is in that area is the most has one of the most powerful militaries. And something Sisi said, the president of Egypt said, that drew my mind back to NASA. I'm not saying that Sisi is NASA. No, believe me, I'm not saying that. But he said something. It was coded. After he said that Egypt has the military power, capability, and the will to defend her national interests within her borders and outside of her borders. And if the people and the tribes of Libya ask us, we will not hesitate to intervene. And this will prove to the world that Egypt and Libya are one people. And I said, whoa. Because NASA tried to bring together Syria, Egypt, and Libya. Right? Under one banner. And America was trying her best to break that. That's why they wanted to get rid of NASA. What will I do, NASA? Right? And when Sissy said what he said, I said, whoa. It just took me back, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, Saladin used to have me studying all of this stuff constantly. Constantly. Brother, I mean, I didn't know what he was making me study a lot of this stuff, but I understand it now. So, again, America is stuck between two rocks and two hard places. Because if they lose Egypt, they lose Israel's occupation in Palestine. That's why they try to appease Egypt, and that's why they try to keep Egypt unstable. Because they understand that if Libya falls out of the western corner, boom goes the dynamite. So they need Egypt on one hand, but America needs Turkey on the other hand because she knows prophecy that one day soon that the Turks would fight on the side of the Muslims. So she's stuck. Her politics is stuck. Libya would play a part in the fall of America. You see how Elijah Muhammad is writing exact. Oh, praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now let's go to this. Over China, okay? I'm going to play this clip real quick. I think it's like a 4 or 5 minute clip, so pay close attention. If we're able to play it. I just hit the play button, so if they allow me to play it.
In Money Watch, a new report says the U.S. will fall as the world's economic leader by the year 2030. According to Standard Chartered Bank, China and India will surpass the U.S. as the world's most powerful economy.
The study looked at each country's purchasing power and growth.
Stop that. He misread it. He said by 2030. I just read the article that he just quoted. See, you got to pay close attention to that. I just read to you the article that he just quoted, right? Now, he was right when he said that both China and India would surpass, but he was wrong when he said by 2030. Listen. Let's read the article again, okay? Let's read the headline that I just pulled up on Google. Not only is China likely to overtake the U.S. in 2020, that's 10 years earlier than what he just said, right? Right? So you got to watch these people because they'll give you news, but they always give a slant with it, okay? So with that said, let me try to get something real quick. I have so many clips, brothers and sisters, I got to scroll down, see, because I just put clips up just in case we're talking on different subjects, we can prove what we're saying, because let me tell you something, I've been around a Negro, and I've been a Negro before. They from the show me state, and they will jump, when you don't have nothing to show them or to prove, I debated him, he couldn't prove nothing, that's what they do. Because they're linchpins or products, excuse me, of the white oppressors. They're everything black wrong. Okay? So I have to be prepared. But I want you to listen to this right here.
This was another wild day in a wild week on Wall Street. The Dow plunged nearly 335 points today, its biggest point drop of the year. But just yesterday, it was up nearly 275, its biggest gain of the year. And the day before that, it fell 273. And by the way, after all that bungee jumping, the index is up only half of 1% for the entire year. Let's bring in Anthony Mason. Now, Anthony, what is going on?
Yeah, Scott, it was the Dow's worst day since February. The market's been whipsawed all week, trying to figure out just where the global economy is. It rallied 275 points yesterday when the Federal Reserve minutes showed the Fed intends to keep interest rates low. But it lost all of that and more today on worries about slowing growth in Europe, where some analysts now fear the possibility, Scott, of a double-dip recession.
And as we were watching the Dow bounce around, came the news today that China has surpassed the United States as the largest economy in the world.
Yeah, the trend line's been clear for a while, Scott, but the International Monetary Fund says that by one measure, China has now passed us. And the shift in economic power is visible right here on the streets of New York.
Mark Waldorf Astoria Hotel on Park Avenue is where President Obama stays when visiting New York. In 1974, when China's future premier, Deng Xiaoping, first visited the U.S., he stayed at the Waldorf. Now, a firm led by Deng's grandson-in-law is buying the Waldorf. In the largest deal ever by a Chinese investor for an American building, Anbang Insurance will pay almost $2 billion to buy the hotel from Hilton. And the IMF says China's surging economic power will this year surpass the U.S. when China's GDP, adjusted for purchasing power, will hit $17.6 trillion to the U.S. economy's $17.4 trillion.
How fast is China growing at this point?
The Chinese economy is growing at the slowest it's grown in a generation, which is just over 7%.
Bill Adams of PNC Financial says that's still more than double the U.S.
In the U.S., we'd kill for 7% real GDP growth. But by Chinese standards, that's very, very slow. And wages are rising very quickly, so it's no longer a cheap labor supply in China. So a lot of the drivers of that old growth model have sort of been used up.
The U.S. had been the world's biggest economy since 1872, when we surpassed Britain. And in raw dollars, the U.S. remains number one. U.S. GDP is more than $17 trillion. China's is just over $10 trillion.
But economists estimate China will surpass us by that measure, too, within a decade. Together, the U.S. and China account for fully one-third of the global economy.
Thanks, Anthony.
So that clip came from the first part of the Obama administration, right? So we're about to go into the second election of Donald Trump, probably, right? So we're about to go into the election year. He wants to get reelected a second time, and that was in Obama's first term, okay? Now, why aren't the numbers adding up? There must be some deceptive order. Now, remember, if this was so, and at that time China's GDP was $10 trillion and America's in raw dollars was $17 trillion, right? If America continued to accumulate debt, which she did, remember Obama, Trump made this a campaign that Obama spent more money in his term than all of the presidents before him combined. That was one of his mantras on the campaign trail. So if that happened, and America's growth was stunted economically, and jobs were lost as they are now falling out left and right here in America, right? But China was still growing up to this very year. How in the hell can America still have a dollar advantage? I'm asking you this. I'm asking you. Especially when Obama and them did trillions of dollars packages to try to continue to keep the economy going. Remember that? The economy will fall if we don't pass these bills for Goldman Sachs and all these kinds. That was trillions of dollars given to them. Given. to the same people who put them in that position. That's just like you being robbed, right? And the robber is outside crying that they didn't get enough. So you say, hold on one second. You go in there and tell your family, well, you know, that we got a life saving in the bank. And I just don't want to see them out on the street, even though they stole everything out of our house. Baby, let me walk down to the bank because they stole the car too. And let me pull out the rest of our $50,000 or $60,000 and give it to them. Do you see the madness in this? Some of you don't even analyze this stuff like this. You don't even look at this. How in the hell can America, see, China already surpassed them in purchasing power parity. But then, China surpassed them in economic value. So, if you no longer have a manufacturing capacity, if you became the world's, listen to me good, not just the world's largest debtor that year or this decade, but you became the world's largest and greatest debtor in the history of the world, right? And you continue to fund your budgets through deficit. That's why they say deficit spending and deficit budgets. And your growth is an illusion because every time you say, well, we got 2% growth, after the quarter is over, you downgrade that to a 0.5% or 0.25% growth. But China still, even listen to me, even now, they're saying that the minimal, even through all this Wuhan that America put on them, through all of this instability that America pried India to do on the border with China, through all of this stuff, they're still saying that China's economy is growing at 2 to 3%. Still now, when the Western world is in the tank. Do you understand? So how in the world can America still have an economic advantage? Common sense tells us, math, listen, I don't care what you have to say. I'm not the smartest mathematician, right? But you're not going to tell me 3 plus 7 equals 147 because I know better. I know better. But that's what they're doing to you. And you accept it. China may overtake us in 10 more years. Brothers and sisters, the overtaking has begun, and it is in deep stages now. This is why America is trying to destabilize China. She is using, as a matter of fact, I was reading an article by one of the former Japanese prime ministers, and he was talking about how America uses Okinawa to force Japan to start trouble with China. And how America uses the South China Sea to stoke tensions so that America can cause mistrust between Asian nations and China. And how she uses India to try to destabilize Pakistan and Nepal and Bangladesh. And it's another nation right up there too. And also the Chinese border. Because remember, I want you to understand, I told you this a few years ago, that America signed a logistic deal with India that has multiple bases in India. Most people don't know that. They can use multiple bases in India. Now, if India is a sovereign nation and does not want any trouble, why would they sign that agreement? Huh? So that's I'm gonna let that marinate on your mind for a little bit. But they feel that if China is destabilized, if they're being demonized by the West, remember, Australia just comes out and says, our systems have been hacked and we believe that it's China. Britain comes out against China. France comes out against China. The Netherlands comes out against China. Following America's cue. They're all trying to put pressure on China and destabilizing Hong Kong because they are trying to prevent, and America says this, Pompeo says this. Pompeo, the Secretary of State, says that their goal is to prevent China from surpassing the United States because they know that China now has surpassed them economically. And with the economics, you know what happens after that? The military. If China is already on par with America, and she's the largest shipbuilder. China is turning out warships like 90 going north. If this is going on, and you see this, and you America, you got to be fearful, because you know prophecy, and you know that Elijah Muhammad said that yellow man was made to chase you down in everything that you dominated in. Elijah Muhammad said those things. And when he said it back then, you discarded it. But what we're echoing it and we're trumpeting it today, now you're starting to understand that man knew something that we didn't know. He had a foresight that we didn't see. He could see further down the wheel of time than we could ever imagine. And the Chinese know this. Let's go to something. I'll bring you in a second, Brother Jerry, okay? It seems like I'm not going to ever get to play these clips because I'm looking up at the time and the time is gone. Let's see. But I'm going to try to schedule. I'm going to try this evening. If I don't get it done this evening because of them blocking me, I'm going to try all in the morning to try to schedule a Thursday show, a part three, because we've got to look at what's going on. I got some stuff for you in these clips, too. Now, let's go back to this, theology of time, okay? So, I'm going to read something, but I'm going to read it a little bit past what I want. I'm going to preface it with a little bit before what I want to read to you so it can be in the context of what I want you to understand, okay? I don't want to read anything out of context because I don't want that on my chest. I don't want that burden. I want you to hear it as it was meant for you to hear, okay? It says, you may feel that you can do it, but those are just your feelings, right? Oh, excuse me, brothers and sisters. This thing, the wind just blew this page, I'm sorry. I have a fan blowing on me real quick in this room, and so it blew the page over, excuse me. Here it is right here. It says, when Yaqub was making him, talking about the white man, he took the brown germ away from the black man, and he took that brown germ, which was weaker than the black germ, and looked into the possibility of making the weaker rule the stronger. This is not out of the order of science. How is it not out of the order of science, Elijah Muhammad? You can go into the lab right now, because they studied the messenger's teachings, and they go splice in and splice out things now. They go and look into the very DNA and RNA of creatures now. But they weren't doing that prior to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the brown germ that's in the black man. And how Yaqub separated that brown germ from the black. Oh, come on. And that's why they're now trying to make disease-free babies and what they call specially designed babies. They could not do that if they did not go into the DNA or alter things by splicing germs, taking stuff out and putting stuff into the germ. Elijah Muhammad was teaching you this science before they ever even laid a needle into the germ now. But you don't want to give him credit. But let's go further. He says, this is not out of the order of science. Don't even attack the man that says these things, because you may fail to win. This weak germ in us, the black man, a different color that was brown, Yaqub said, I will take the brown germ away from the black one and make a man of the brown germ. Teach him and give him my wisdom, my knowledge, and then he can rule the black man from whom I had taken him, until the black man produces a man that is wiser than I. He then will take me and my made man away off from the scene, never to rise again. Stop right there. I want you to understand, this is what this is talked about in the Holy Quran. This is talked about in the Bible. And maybe we'll get a chance to expound on this, and I can go to Scripture and show you where this is talked about, okay? But not today, because we got to get to some, and the time is limited. Brother, I don't care if the time runs out, I'm bringing in Brother Gerald. Brother Gerald, just sit patiently, brother, okay? He said, from that now, I just preface what I want to read with what I just read. Now, he says, he told his people, the white people, when you live on this earth for 6,000 years, don't try to rule the seventh. because the 7,000 years, your brother coming from the east is going to eat you up. The white man or devil knows this, which is why he goes over in the east and stops his artillery over there, trying to keep the man from coming out. He starts working on him before he leaves. But they know he is going to do that. Stop right there. You know what he's trying to go to the east. In America, stockpiling more weapons in the east, whether it's the Middle East or the Far East. What is she doing? She's trying to justify her military presence and her bases there because she's trying to prevent that man of the east from breaking out. This is why it's so important about the first and the second island chains in over there in China and in Japan. And as I was saying, the Japanese prime minister said that the American government once told them that if they did not go along with them, that they would take the entire island of Okinawa, take all of the island chains of Okinawa and would not return them back. Because you know, well, you know it or not, and I know I've said it on the show, but 75% of the island of Okinawa is U.S. military base. You know that, right? So they're trying to hem the man into these first and second island chains to prevent the breakout capacity of the yellow man of the east. You understand? And for that, they want to destabilize his western border with India and his southern, southeastern border with the Koreas. They want him to be preoccupied because they understand scripture. But Muhammad said, but they know he is going to do that. So this white man has made preparations, right? Right? Right. Now, I hope you brothers and sisters are following me on this. So that yellow man, and that yellow man of the east is coming for America. Right? I know you don't like to hear that because you're in love with this man. But it's the truth. It's the truth. And I know you get mad at me for telling you this, right? But I have to tell you this the way it is because other people have not stood up and told you this. And you need this in this time to understand the time that we're now in. Now, let me bring – I see the time is just eating away. Let me bring in Brother Jerry. I got to let him talk for the last 2 minutes. And I got to say, unto you, my brother, as-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir.